Here, the air smelled of salt and lemons. It smelled like home to me. On one side of the courtyard was what I could only assume was the palace. 3 stories, with turrets and narrow, glowing windows. A few chimneys rose from the roofs, and the Star of Lucifer was engraved above enormous oak doors. Buildings ringed the courtyard, stone with steep peaked roofs, some with balconies. Cute place. Orion turned to me.
I made a promise to Asha that I would get revenge. I didn't specify what it would be. But I believe the demons must be free, or it could happen again.
Setting the demons free would start a war.
You mean the mortals would start a war? But we would win. And it's my responsibility to protect demons, not mortals. If mortals want to engage in a suicide mission just because we're no longer trapped in here, then that sounds like their problem.
I feel like you're repackaging your revenge as freedom.
The demons in the City of Thorns must be set free. It's what a Lightbringer is supposed to do. Lucifer Urbum Spinarum Liberabit. The Lightbringer will set free the City of Thorns. It is our destiny, whether you realize it or not.
Free so they can feed on mortals again? Like you once did.
Yes. I like the idea of restoring the world to the way it once was. You know something is missing, don't you? We're creatures of the forest, of the wild. We're not meant for cities of stone.
He reached for my cheek, then pulled his hand away, his fingers tightening.
We are supposed to hunt. And yes, sometimes that means hunting mortals. That is our nature, love. And we are meant to terrify.
My eyes narrowed, and I took a step closer. Demons seem happy here. This place is fucking amazing.
But it's not enough, is it? This place is a prison of civilization.
He leaned down, and his breath warmed the side of my face.
Why not give in to what you desire? I know that you feel it too.
Maybe it was the leftover lust magic, but my pulse was out of control. I don't want people to die.
And yet, I could hear your heart racing at the thought of freedom.
I pulled myself away from him, heading for the wooden doors. Of course I couldn't expect Orion to change. He'd been like this for centuries. From the stairs, I turned to face him.
I'm going to sleep, Orion. I'll let you know when I've decided on the next trial.
Don't trust those demons you were with.
I don't trust anyone. Least of all you.